Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Gonna be there in an hour.
Wednesday? Really?
Yeah, here we are.
That can't be a good sign that I'm not even sure what day it is right now.
The Open says it all.
The Open says it's hump day. There's nothing about Wednesday.
Well, come on now. We all know what...
I think it feels more like Thursday than Tuesday.
We all know what hump day is. I don't know. I can't really.
What's the difference? How do you decide that?
Yeah, I'm not really having any confusion about it at all. Maybe the fact that I was on vacation coming in, so it wasn't like I got an extra day off Monday. I mean, I did, but I'd been off already for a week. If you leave here Friday and then get Monday off, I think that can prompt the what day is it again? But coming in off vacation, I mean, I've been taking that week off. As long as we've been working together, I feel like almost. I feel like I'm always off the last week of August leading into Labor Day. So it's not. I'm used to my point.
There's
of
no hump.
No, that's right. I don't need a hump. I don't even need the Open. No offense, Zach. I'm good. I'm aware. There's a football game tomorrow. That's how I know it's Wednesday.
Is there Maction?
Good question. UB doesn't play till Saturday night. They're at Missouri. Right?
GLGL.
There is not Maction yet this week.
Oh,
first game will not be until Friday night.
All right.
Friday?
What are we doing?
How does anybody know what day it is?
Let's go.
A leadership council.
Sure. And they've had that even though they've had, I don't know, four times as many captains other times. I feel like they've had, didn't they have like eight captains or something last year?
I want to float a balloon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's less that there's a, quote, leadership council that's interesting because, okay, that wasn't even the first way he described it, leadership group.
Yeah.
And then I think he wanted to call it a council. This could be one of those few minutes where I really want to dig into the words and the inflection.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership council.
This should end well, everyone.
Like, okay, Survivor. So there's a leadership council. But there are two captains. All I've been seeing for like the last week in the NFL is these social media posts from teams where there's like eight captains.
Right.
People are joking about the Bears. Pat Daugherty's like, why not just name who aren't the captains? It's like they named everybody but Jay Cutler.
Yeah, right.
So
there was a lot of that going around this week. And that's how I was reminded that I think the Bills themselves had eight captains last year.
Okay. Let me just say here, I couldn't care less how many captains you have. I mean, it's never mattered to me one time good your team is.
Sure.
Or how well your team played. Has anybody ever called WGR with, guys, they don't have enough captains, or they have too many captains, or they have the wrong captains?
I don't think so.
No one cares.
I don't think that's ever happened.
No one cares out loud.
Yeah.
Who the captains, how many captains, what the captains. You have two, and you have a leadership group / council. So I would say some of our better conversations over the summer you know, trying to figure out how we got here, why everything that happened happened, digs, and there not being another sort of alpha move at that position, and the losses, you know, the veterans. And it's your voice in my head. Like, look, they knew they had this is just a theory of yours that made sense. They knew they had cap challenges. They knew they wanted to divest of Diggs. They knew they were old. You know what? Maybe we can win, but this year is that year.
Let's just go in hard and do all the heavy lifting right now.
We back up. Like, we know this has to happen. It worked for Kansas City. You know, you go to the bar, you have a couple of pops, and like, well, it worked for Kansas City. You know, and I don't mean to be flippant, but, you know, I've wondered all summer just what Brandon Bean and I guess Sean McDermott think of what they have. Because you're not going to get it from what they say.
No, they're not going to tell you we're stepping back.
So I've always wondered this year, like, I would really love to know what Bean thinks he has. These certain moves happened, and here we are going to week one with two captains and a leadership council, which, who knows? Maybe it's great. What it reads like, I think, is another, you know, morsel of evidence that it's transition time. We don't have all these veteran leaders that we did have. So let's try to grow like a JV leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have Allen, we'll have Bernard. We've got the captain of the offense, we've got the captain of the defense, the green dot quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
After that, everybody else is equal. We'll try to grow leadership. It's a
sensible approach.
It's like what a young team would do. It's what a rebuilding team might do. Is, you know, just in this one category,
mm-hmm.
let's just see who emerges rather than anoint guys who are like maybe mid-level. You know, Rousseau, Oliver. Dawkins. Those are not mid-level players, but they're just sort of
Those are guys who I would have been surprised to see listed as captains if they had had 5, 6, 7, or 8 like they have in other years, and I would expect those players to absolutely be a part of the leadership council. Like, Dawkins is the first guy I thought of for that. Like, of course he was here before Allen.
He's not a captain because we want it a certain way.
Right.
We want the quarterback and the green dot, and then we have a sort of a side leadership team captains
group. I think maybe the whole thing is an effort to create the impression create the impression sounds like they're trying to trick you or something or trick the team, really. It's not so much us. But I feel like there is and has been this year not just like, oh, it's new vibes, oh, we're playing Catan in the dorms and like whatever, that everyone's together in a way that they weren't last year because of Stephon Diggs. It's the part that never gets said out loud. And I feel like that all of it, to me, is an effort to push Josh Allen maybe to elevate his voice and his leadership and be maybe a little less of the guy everybody loves and just like take absolute control. Like, this is my team, and let's go. And instead of being, you know, it's fun. He's got all the handshakes and all the stuff, and the players love him. I don't have any question about that. But the team, the organization, the entire franchise might want something subtly different than that from him. Not to be so beloved, and more just like, I'm in charge. Like, I'm the leader of this group. And him being the single offensive captain, represents that.
I don't know. That's an interesting theory. And it could be right. I look at it more, you know, if between us, if the Bills didn't really care how much of a leader Josh Allen is, I wouldn't really mind. Like, I mean, make plays. Go be the MVP. And if you're not like 10 out of 10 in leadership qualities, then I'm going to have to live with it. Like, really, what I want from you is touchdowns. So if they did look at it your way, and I wouldn't be surprised because there's so much of McDermott's image,
mm-hmm.
is leadership stuff, culture stuff. That's dangerous, though. You might be in need because you've lost these veterans and you have whatever sort of issue you might have with Allen in some way. So you might want to try to rework that, but it's risky because you already have one of the best players in the NFL who's paid like it, and every bit of your chances ride on him. So be careful if you're trying to get him to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't really love that if the Bills were trying to push him in a certain way. Maybe it's all good. I don't know. A lot of this is going to be guesswork. What I think, maybe that's right. I'm not signing for it yet. What I think you've got here, though, team-wise, is a reboot. And the roster stuff, the offseason has felt like that. You're not trading Allen or anything. Like, you still have him, and everybody knows he gives you a real chance of winning. But, you know, they didn't replace Diggs exactly, and cap stuff, dead cap money, all the different sort of hindrances there have been and changes there have been all kind of point to taking a step back, and so does this a little bit, where you're trying to reshape, you're trying to birth a new core. Really, that's not the. I wouldn't want to write that in a column, but that's how it came out. You're trying to birth a new core of Bills, you know, leadership wise, and this is how you might do it. Is just, you know what? We've got other veterans that are qualified to be captains, but it's better maybe if they're over with the young kids, and they can help shape that for the future.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's just another maybe subtle, maybe made up. I'm not trying to make something up.
Yeah, no,
but it,
me either.
It makes sense to me.
Right.
It's just a reason to think the vision is beyond this year. If you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
And they probably will be good. But a lot of what has happened and has been said kind of indicates, well, you can't be peak every year.
And this is
what happens sometimes, and we're going to try to act accordingly in other ways.
I would not be at all surprised if privately Bean and McDermott and, you know, anyone else that matters to this, but, you know, they're the guys at the top of the organizational football depth chart. So I won't bother naming other coaches who also could share the same opinion. I wonder if privately their conversations or their thoughts when they're thinking about this team, I wouldn't be surprised if it sounds a lot like how we have sounded all summer. Because I don't know how they could really know what they've got. There's so much new here. You know, start at the receiver core and go from there, or start at the back end of the defense and go from there, however you want to do it. There are key departures, which means there are important people in new places, and that is, you know, playing at a high level, and also the leadership and the culture and all this stuff. And I just don't, there's so many guys and so much new that it would not surprise. I'm not saying this to like compliment the tone of our show from, you know, whatever, February through now or anything at all like that. I just think it would be hard to really know. Other years here, Bean and McDermott, sure, they would have been, you know, concerned about guys coming back from injury and what kind of contribution they're going to get from this guy another year older, whatever that is. But you've got a pretty locked in, stable leadership group, captains, and performers the last 4 years here, and a lot of that is new. And I just don't know, aside from the requisite confidence in the guys, next man up, all that sort of stuff, the talk that you hear publicly. I mean, I just don't know. Maybe they feel that way every year because every year is new and you just don't know what you have. But they've just got a lot of new parts. And I just think you don't really know how they're going to react to your coaching, how they're going to react to adversity within games, how they're going to react to adversity within seasons or success, even for that matter. Like, you know, it's just there's a lot of new here. And so I think it would make sense to me anyway if they are just a little less sure than they have been. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, I still think they'll probably be good. I would pick them to win the I've picked them in two different parlays to win their division. but I'm not as confident as I was last year, or the year before, or even the year before that.
You know, I want to hear more about those parlays because it's you're getting a better price than you're used to.
Sure.
You don't like picking only favorites, and they're not a favorite in the division at the moment.
As it turns out, right?
Did you know that they are the team in the NFL whose Super Bowl odds by percentages have gone up the most since the lines open?
I did not know that, no. That's interesting.
Yep.
Wait, gone up, you mean like they've
plus 1,000 to plus 1,600.
Okay, more of an underdog. Okay, yeah, sorry. I thought of it the other way, and I thought, like, that's weird.
By percentage.
This isn't weird.
You would have gotten 10 to 1, according to Robbie. Quote Robbie.
Who's this now?
NFELOAPP.com. NFELO app.
Is he a part of our leadership council?
Listen, you're going to make fun of that all day.
I'm making fun.
10 to 1 when the lines opened and 16 to 1 now. No team by percentage, their odds have jumped more.
Where do they land within the league? Are they still in the same spot? Like, have the odds changed for other teams as well? Like,
sure.
I think they were like the sixth favorite, I think, or fifth or sixth, I think, when it began, but I don't have this memorized. I'm guessing you don't have it memorized either.
No.
But I wonder if they're still sort of in the same neighborhood.
I mean, it's the same neighborhood, but they're not going to be any closer to the top than they were when it started. It's just, again, just what people are predicting. Do you know which team's odds have come down by percentage the most?
The Jets.
The Chiefs.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm relieved it's not the Jets.
The Jets are on the top five. So is Pittsburgh.
Yeah. The Jets have better odds than the Bills.
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh is also in the top five.
I'm sorry. What's this now?
Chiefs, according to MGM, this is not according to Robbie. Chiefs 5-1, Niners 6-1, Ravens 10, Lions, Eagles 12, Bengals 13, Bills, Packers, Texans 16. Here though, is the thing I say every time when I feel like I sound or we sound sort of gloomy about all this, is just get in and then win. I mean, they've been great and they've lost. And I choose to, well, it's not so much a choice as it is my feelings that I don't think there's really anything wrong with them that means they can't win in the playoffs. I think they haven't won in the playoffs. I know that. But I don't think there's some trait that necessitates that they still possess. So be good enough to get in and then win those games. I don't mind them on the road. They've been great on the road. They played better on the road in the playoffs than here.
Is this really just the 13 seconds game?
They were great that day. That's really it, isn't it? Because they haven't had any other games.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the only
thing
you
got. Home games.
They lost to Houston on the road in the playoffs. They lost to Jacksonville on the road in the playoffs. So 13 seconds is it.
Okay, well, it's close anyway.
It's not a big sample.
It's one game and it's close. They were not good against the Bengals. And, you know, they were okay against the Chiefs last year, but not clearly better than they were the other game.
They had a perfect game against New England.
That's right, too. Well, all right, let me just recoil. Let me just sort of bounce back against the ropes.
Why don't you call a meeting with your leadership council and see if we can sort this out.
I know one thing. We don't have a leadership council of our own. I know that. 803-0550 is the number. you know, it's just another thing that could kind of help convince you that it's transition time over there. We win. What does it matter? You know, it doesn't really matter. For me, this is, and it's not that much, but it's just sort of an indicator. It's not something that defines what happens. It's not even, I don't even really feel like it's a bad idea. I feel like maybe it's a good idea. It makes sense.
I do too. Generally, like I saw all the people joking about the eight captains, you know, yesterday or the day before as I was, you know, easing out of vacation mode, and then realized, like, I think the Bills had that many last year, so I don't know, this isn't that funny. We're part of the joke, or the Bills have been part of that joke. And so, but two sounds like a more, that sounds like those are the guys, instead of everyone, hey, come on, let's all go to Cone King, because we're all great, everyone's wonderful, and like your voice, you get a car, and you get a car. All right, just give me a couple dudes, and we're good to go. I don't need, you know, double-digit captains. I don't need, you know, 20% of my roster wearing captains' logos.
But as we all was already sort of near the point of analyzing this enough or too much, I doubt that Sean McDermott woke up one day this offseason and said, you know what, we have too many captains. I want fewer captains. You know, like, just that in and of itself. I don't want too many leaders. Come on. What NFL coach says that? That's why these other guys are all doing that. Eberflus and D'Amico Ryans. Like, they all have to have everybody who's qualified gets to be a captain. Maybe it's every position group. Maybe it's everybody of a certain tenure. Diggs in Houston qualifies. He's, you know, whatever his status is in the league. Coaches, McDermott has been like that. Coaches like to do that. They like to, you've got 53 men on the field. You want to have, what's the perfect number? There's no perfect number. Half a dozen guys that run out for the coin toss and have whatever leadership stature within the organization. You really think he just went like, no, that's not working? I don't think he's thinking that. I think he's thinking, I've got a new situation here. Mm-hmm. I don't have as many guys that are obvious for that. And instead of just, you know, necessarily elevating other people, I want to start a new core. I want to start, you know,
don't run away from that phrasing.
Not yet.
That phrasing works.
I went back to it. I'm thinking to the future. And so maybe that's what this is mostly.
It makes sense.
I think it does. What's the single best thing you could get from this game other than a win? For all the different individual topics, you know, separate things we've woven into the tapestry of this conversation over the last 7 months, what's the single best thing you could get? They win, that's obvious. Win or lose, this happens, and you're encouraged. 803-0550 is the number. Think about that. Let us know if you have an answer. 803-0550, again, is the number. I know I just said it. Sal Capaccio coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.